Hi there and welcome to another episode of Song and a Chat. My name's Pete Pascoe and I'm here for the next half an hour to shed some light, hopefully, on how I write a song. Not telling you how to write a song. Alright, I am fairly in a fairly relaxed sort of a mood because I've been away on holiday and this is what I've been listening to. It's been pretty good, Tiger. Ooh, yes, indeed. Sound of the birds. Good thing, isn't it? And the old river is sort of bubbling along in the background. Can you hear that? This is in the beautiful area, a lovely place called Bright in Victoria in Australia. So you get a chance. If you like, you want to take some time out, I suggest heading up to Bright because that sound of the stream is where we were camping day and night, just bubbling along with the sound of the birds. Beautiful, eh? That's the sort of sound that I've brought back with me in my mind, and it sort of just permeates the whole sense of being. And so when I came out to the podcast tonight, I thought, I'm not going to do a rock and roll song, that's for sure. There wasn't a hint of a breeze up there at Bright, by the way. 6 days, beautiful weather, really warm in the daytime, and the creek to cool off. Cools off in the evening because the mountains, and then it's a fantastic little system back here where I live on the Mornington Peninsula. Also beautiful and peaceful, a little bit lucky, a bit breezy tonight. So yeah, so as I come out to the studio, I thought I'm not going to do a rock and roll song. I'm in a cruisy mood. I recorded just a little bit before we go into the song, Sleeping on a Wish. I recorded a little bit outside this morning as I sat at my kitchen table. Yeah, table outside the kitchen. What do you call that? The table outside on the lawn with my cat. Here we go. Here's what I had to say.
All right, so I've been up at Bright camping. Sorry, I'm back home now. Outside having breakfast. Looking at some big clouds rolling in, like, I don't know, big fluffy things the clouds are. It's strange, from the east. A bit of rain, maybe, who knows. Sunny over this side, I'll go with the sunny. And I'm just at that stage where I've come back to civilization after a week away of no phone, no emails, no schedule. And I'm hanging on to that feeling, that's my plan. See how many days I can get in.
Indeed. How many days can I hang on to that peaceful feeling? Well, I'll do my best. And one of the ways I do that, by playing that piano, like I'm doing now. Picking out the old chords of Sleeping on a Wish. This will be interesting. We're going to give it a go, I think. Just before I start, I want you to know something. My younger daughter came up with the phrase Sleeping on a Wish in 2014. We were just, I remember, it's a really cool thing when you're a dad and you're a parent and you're saying goodnight to your kid and your child, and having a little chat, and sometimes you just have these really cool, unexpected, sort of more than a snippet. There's a nice, just a nice amount of conversation, and it's from the heart and it's beautiful. And in one of those conversations, one of my daughters came up sleeping on a wish. And the last thing I said was, I think I'm going to write a song with that, okay? Yeah, okay, you do that, Dad. All right, without further ado, I think it's time to roll. Give it a go. Sleeping on a Wish. Roll it.
Sleeping on a wish, I wait another day. Sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish, the stars watch over us. Sleeping on a wish, it follows, dreams will come to pass. Night falls, softer than the moon. Light in the window, dreams are coming soon. Set all your worries free, don't let them cloud the starry sky. Let everything just be, don't wonder why. Sleeping on a wish, wait another day. Sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish, the stars watch over us. Sleeping on a wish, it follows, dreams will come to pass. Outside the window, starlight paints the sky. Know when the wind blows with its weary sigh. It takes your wish to live as them into the hands of love. Stowed away to wait another day. Sleeping on a wish. Await another day. Sleeping on a wish. Don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish. Stars watch over us. Sleeping on a wish, it follows, dreams will come to pass. Ooh. Dawn is coming soon, there's nothing surer than the day. Yawn now and then we close our eyes, and someone wise says, dreams take care of furrowed brows. It seems our fears are lost into the now. Slipping on a wish, await another day. Sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish, the stars watch over. Sleeping on a wish, it follows, dreams will come to pass. Sleeping on a wish. Sleeping on a wish. Sleeping on a wish.
So there you go, Sleeping on a Wish. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I really did enjoy doing that. I was playing into the Wild Blue Yonder there, just recalling it as I was going. This is song 604 back from 2014. And it was a nice feeling singing and play that, I can tell you. I couldn't resist just dropping in, going back and dropping in a bit of harmony. Nothing like a bit of vocal harmony here and there. So I'll get over it, but that was good fun. So we'll go back in time now. Let me take you back in time to 2014. Just said goodnight to my daughter. She said, sleeping on a wish. Grab that moment. Can still picture myself going down the hallway through the old house where we used to live and down the back room, which had a large bedroom, which I turned into a studio, got the pen and paper, wrote down those words, sleeping on a wish. Right, where's the song going to start? Sleeping on a wish. Await another day. Sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish, the stars watch over us. Sleeping on a wish, it follows, dreams will come to pass. Night falls softer than the moon. Light in the window, dreams are coming soon. Set all your worries free. Don't let them cloud the starry sky. Let everything just be. Don't worry, don't wonder why. Outside the window, starlights paint the sky. Starlight paints the sky. Know when the wind blows with its weary sigh. It takes your wish, delivers them into the hands of love. Stowed away to wait another day. Dawn is coming soon. There's nothing surer than the day. Yawning now and then, we close our eyes. And someone wise says, let dreams take care of furrowed brows. It seems our fears are lost to the now. So that was the words that came off my pen. It's not something that I sort of slave on for sort of hours. Something I really, really enjoy. It just struck me to read it like a poem, but hope that was an okay thing to do. I like to go with the moment and sort of see where it takes me as we do these podcast episodes. Sorry, I just turned around doing something technical there. I am back. Did you hear the change of tone? Totally non-creative, right? It's like you're talking to someone and they're texting. Mm-hmm, yeah, I got you. You're not listening to me. Sorry about that. I am back, people. Beaming in. As I say, writing those words down, fairly strong, just to talk about the lyrics just for a second, because that's what I sort of like to do here on these podcast episodes. Trying to shed a little bit of light on where the words came from. I do like to rhyme, so await another day. Don't worry, it won't go away. Stars watch over us. Pause for a moment. Follows dreams will come to pass. Us pass. Close. Night falls softer than the moon. Dreams are coming soon. So do pause, look back, and set your worries free. The starry sky. Wonder why. Yeah, been done a few times. But hey, sky, sigh. Not bad. Window, wind blows, like that one, delivers them into the hands of love, etc. And so I had a fairly tight bunch of words, I would say. I'll just pop that back up on the stand. Just cruising a little bit tonight. What's that, Peter? Lyrics done. Stage two. I can't recall whether I did the music straight away. I've got a feeling I might have, because I had a strong feeling about it, and that in this case didn't really it come from me. I ran with it. It was that phrase, and that was the momentum. I think I talked about that recently on another episode, even last week perhaps. The idea of just getting that start, and the wind blows in the song. That's it. It's a whisper, you're on the breath, and away you go. Well, the same thing happens with the music. I had an introduction that I didn't start with that, yeah? That whole... That came later. What I did do was pick a nice, easy sort of chord. I wanted something with clarity, and I think the key of D... have some clarity for some reason. I don't know why. I could have picked something warm like E flat major 7th. Really nice E flat there, but I wanted that clarity and I wanted the major 7th. What? This note here. That one in there. Going with the chord. The chord is this. But la in there. And something else happened. I had this idea, just sort of hands fell out. I started with an A chord, which normally has an A bass. Stay with me here, people. But I played it with a D chord initially, so I get this whole... Dun, 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 dun. And when I changed, I kept that. Dun, 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 dun. So that became a sort of an underlying kind of a hook. And I think it had that soul. I had an idea that this might be a lullaby, sort of a song to sing to your child. Yeah, no great surprise there. Came really close to releasing it on a children's album, which I've recorded, never released for some bizarre reason. Must dig that up somewhere around. So we had that. I thought, that sounds nice. I'm thinking to myself, that's better. What would I do? I got an idea. Sleeping on a wish, await another day. I sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. And when you do that as a songwriter, look, I've said this before, it does, I've got to say it again, it feels really, really good, because what feels good is something that feels true. And only the songwriter, the composer, knows what's true to, yes, the sense of self. And when it comes bubbling out of nowhere like that, you just sort of, it's an awesome feeling. It really is, not to blow my trumpet too much. And, it is a really great feeling. So if you're thinking of, should I write a song? Should I write a poem? go for it. Get into it. If you already write words, then find someone to do some music for you, or vice versa. It's a blast, people. So quickly, I thought, gee, that's great. I better just write that down. So D major 7th and da, 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 da. Quick note of the E F sharp, da, 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 D, B, A sort of thing. And you quickly write that down. I should take a photo of this and put it on my blog this week. I think I will. And you'll see how I quickly notate them. Yeah, it's not like the notes and lines and all that sort of stuff. So we had the start, and it just sort of carried on from there. Yeah, sleeping on a wish, stars watch over us. Sleeping on a wish, it follows dreams. It's a da-da-da bit of variety. And then we come to the verse. And rewinding back. It follows dreams will come. So about that. It follows dreams will come to pass. Night falls. I like the little, how it goes straight in there, yeah? And also just the hint of a silence, almost like a hymn in a church. That whole follows dreams will come to pass. Night falls. And this chord. This is the 6th note of the scale. And I just knew, kept that D bass. With that, this was just going to give it sort of a warm, sort of a country feel. So we had that whole. And the second one is. Flying through the window, dreams are coming soon. So the bass first, I'm bum. Then bum 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 bum. When I'm teaching the piano to my students, young students, what I do is say, what's the most important part of the song? The melody, sure. And then we sort of lock it into something. The next important part of the song, I think, is the bass line. And when I'm teaching the piano, I teach my students to find the melody of the bass. And sometimes it's really, you know, not the most interesting thing. Other times it's subtle, but it's there. Harmony comes after that, of course. But the two things that, see if you can hear it, that. Melody is a brilliant thing. It came at the same time. Yeah, that. Night falls softer than the moon. Light through the window, dreams are coming soon. So I had that, and I went, I can hear it go. Ba 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 da ba. So, not too high. That. Set your worries free, don't let them cloud this bound it down. The chorus is rolling along there. Da 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 da. Bit of a change in the chord. B minor. Let everything just be. Don't wonder why. A little sus there. Sleeping on a wish. Straight into the chorus, yeah? Ba 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 ba, and then back into another verse. It's the nicest feeling. I'm just trying to work out. We haven't come to that bit. That becomes later after the bridge. Yeah. So I've done another verse, another chorus, and I'm coming out of it, and unexpectedly, sort of going into this B minor chord that I used earlier. That. Let everything just be is coming up, because I've just gone da 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 da. Here it is. It sounds like, and do another one, but no, this. And then dawn is coming soon. There's nothing surer than the day. Wrong chord, Peter. Dawn is coming soon, there's nothing surer than the day. Yonder now we close our eyes, and someone wise Here it is. Says finally, sleeping on a wish, you would think. But no, I did it wrong, didn't I? So, rewinding the back through that bridge, which is fairly involved. I normally like to do a short bridge, but this one, just to let it go. So I started with that whole. And then that. Dawn is coming soon, there's nothing surer than the day. Yawning now and then, we close our eyes, which was before that whole day. And someone wise, that's that G6 from before. And then we got that whole says, the suspense. It sounds like it's going to the chorus, doesn't it? That sure it is, but no. The dreams above. Sorry, what's the words? I can't read my words. Let dreams take care of far brow. It seems our tears are lost until the now. And finally we're there. To another chorus to fade almost, because I went back into that one more time. Just in case you didn't get it. Sleeping on a wish. Which takes me back to my restaurant days. How are you doing? Do you enjoy the one? Thank you very much indeed. All right. Sleeping on a wish. Did you hear that frog just then out there? We've got frogs outside. There is again. You got trout in the world, all is good. In the river. You got frogs in the backyard. Things have got to be good. Love the way he sings his chirps. Night and day. Just let you know he's there. So there you go. You've got a good idea now of where Sleeping on a Wish came from. Went to the Piano Man days, didn't I, there for a minute? I haven't told a funny story for a while. There must be, is there something, what's going to leap out here? Nah, I got nothing. I'm not going to push it. What I am going to say is, thank you, Mr. Frog. What I am going to say is how much I enjoyed playing the piano. Here we go. I'm going to go for it. Flying Hours has come to mind. There is nothing like flying hours when it comes to... It comes from learning to fly. Yeah? You put the hours in, learning to drive, you put the hours in. Learning to play the piano, you put the hours in. And then all of a sudden, you're playing with more of a sense of self-assuredness and just a feeling. More feeling. You can play with more feeling. There you go. While you're on top of what you're doing in a sort of a, with the theory and all that, you know, that's all underlying now. And you've got that. And then Flying Hours was singing. When I first started playing my second gig, actually came up this week online that the actual establishment was the Sherwood Motor Inn in Featherston Street, Palmerston North, New Zealand. There you go. That was my second gig. I just earned a little bit of money there when I was a youngster. And I thought, this is pretty good. Getting paid to do this stuff. And I remember getting offered the job, basically. Someone had heard me playing at my first gig and said, look, you should go along to that place. So I gave him the call, and the boss said, yeah, you come on in. And he looked me in the eyes, just young fella. Now, mate, have you got enough for 3 hours? I went, yeah. Right, the job's yours, because I'd sort of done the little doodly-doodly-doo on a couple of songs. And he thought, yeah, this guy can play a bit. You're in. Mate, great. So I went home. Oh, did I have 3 hours worth of piano? No, I did not. I talked about this on my last vlog last week. What's it called? 200, I think, because I, like last week's 200th podcast episode, I published my 200th blog. And I talked about that, how it's like an act of faith, I guess. I thought, yeah, I really feel like I could do the gig. Did I have the songs? No, I didn't have the songs. So what I did was go in and wing it with a book called Great Songs of the 60s and the Beatles songs. Just two books going backwards and forwards between the two and learning to play for people and make it kind of nice to listen to. This sort of song would have fitted the bill back then. No real hard edges. And I like all sorts of music. I really do. But I end up being drawn to music that suits my mood. So maybe that's the thing for this week's podcast, yeah? If you're in a cruising mood, I think write a cruisy song. I mean, not rocket science, is it? Yeah. Other nights it might be, yeah, really, really cut loose and write something like Alien Song. Check that podcast episode out. Bit different to Sleeping on a Wish, I can tell you that. Written with my band. We're about to get together again soon. It's been a long break, actually, since before Christmas. So looking forward to doing the music. I love the variety. I love the variety of the arts. Today, I know I'm going all over the place here, but I don't mind. I'm in that mood to have a chat. I delivered a couple of paintings today, one to a fellow fly fisherman. Meter and a half, they're from my exhibition. Delighted to say I sold two of the five. They're big paintings. And then I delivered one to a lady this evening and put that up. And she said, "This is great. I can look out the window this way, and now I can turn around and see my beach." So even in the winter, Peter, I can be at the sunny beach. And it gives me great pleasure to write songs. It gives me great pleasure to paint pictures. They kind of come out of thin air, but it's been that they're a long time coming. Yeah, a lot of mistakes painting, still making lots of mistakes painting, like making lots of mistakes speaking, playing the piano. But the thing is not to fight it. Yeah, just go with it. And occasionally, you'll come up with something like, "But I think it's all right." This, because I didn't mean to play an A bass, A chord. It should have been A, but I played it with a D. So I got that whole, I'll just go with it. I'll keep it, but I'll go here. So you could, you know, you could restaurant away on that. Okay, we're nearly at the end of another episode. Hope that gave you a little bit of an insight as to where Sleeping on a Wish came from, how it came about. I feel perhaps I did rush through the sections there a little bit. They do come quickly to me, and it's a surprise to see the things I do again and again. And just noticing that I've gone back to chords like, and used them again, and that whole sixth one, that's sixth, do that again, right there, back into the finally, I'd love to record this properly one day. I believe I will. I shall do that. All right. I hope you're having a fantastic week. I'll let you know how many days I managed to hang on to this relaxing feeling. It's still there. This episode hasn't hurt one little bit. If you're a bit dozed off there, I won't apologize. All right. I'll leave you with a bit more music and the sound of the river to finish with, I think. This is Pete Paske. Thank you so much for tuning in, by the way. There'll be some links and stuff, as usual, in the show notes. Really appreciate you having a listen. Hope you're going to have a fantastic week ahead of you. And I'll catch you next week for another Song and a Chat episode. This is Pete Paske, signing out. Bye-bye. Sleeping on a wish, I'll wait another day. Sleeping on a wish, don't worry, it won't go away. Sleeping on a wish, the stars watch over me. Sleeping on a wish, it follows me.